Nonviolent communication. Your communication habits could lead to strained relationships and misunderstandings. Passing moral judgments on others can push them away. It's different from making value judgments, which is normal. Comparing people can hinder real communication, as can talking about what someone deserves or blaming others for your actions. Nonviolent communication, NVC, promotes heartfelt connection in tough situations. It helps you see your actions in a new light. NVC consists of four parts. 1. Observations. 2. Feelings. 3. Needs. 4. Requests. To use NVC, first, observe the situation, then express how you feel and what you need. If you make a request, be specific and ask for something tangible. Avoid asking for a change in attitude or abstract intentions. NVC involves two aspects. One is expressing yourself honestly using the four components. The other is listening empathetically and working through the four parts with the other person. You can use NVC in personal relationships, business, and conflicts within groups or society. Observation. When making observations, be specific to the time and context. Avoid using words like never or frequently unless you can cite the number of instances. Your observations should be separate from evaluations. To improve this separation, review your statements and identify any evaluations attached to them. This approach helps maintain clarity and accuracy in your observations. Identifying and expressing feelings. Knowing how you feel is important, but not everyone will help you figure it out. Sometimes, you might not even know what others are feeling, even your own family. To get better at recognizing your feelings, separate them from your thoughts. If you can swap "I feel" with "I think," you might need to dig deeper to understand your emotions. Also, if you say "I feel" followed by someone's name or "that," you might be overthinking or giving an opinion rather than expressing a true feeling. When someone does or says something that affects you, it's not what caused your feelings. Your emotions come from how you interpret their actions and words, based on what you expect and need at that moment. If someone says something negative to you, you have four choices: blame yourself, blame others, focus on your own feelings and needs, or think about the other person's feelings and needs. Considering these options helps you understand what's going on and why people feel the way they do. This is an important step in figuring out what you and others need. Understand your needs. Many people struggle to identify their needs. They may have learned to criticize others when their needs aren't met. For instance, if someone wants a clean home, they might nag their family for leaving things out without realizing their deeper need for clear spaces. This pattern occurs in larger conflicts and disagreements between workers and employers. Instead of recognizing their needs, people often resort to accusing and labeling others. People have various types of needs. There are physical needs, like food and water, and spiritual needs, like beauty and harmony. Some needs are related to autonomy and integrity, such as being able to choose your values or create your vision. Others stem from interdependence, like community, acceptance, and appreciation. To have others value your needs, you must first acknowledge and value them yourself. Identifying your needs is a crucial step in achieving emotional liberation, which involves three main stages. 1. Emotional slavery, feeling responsible for others' feelings. 2. Obnoxious stage, rejecting responsibility for others' feelings, but not knowing how to respond to them. 3. Emotional liberation, taking responsibility for your intentions and actions. Request what you require. In nonviolent communication, NVC, the fourth component is requesting, which involves asking others for things that would make your life better. When making a request, use active language, be specific, and focus on positive actions. Instead of asking someone not to do something, ask them to take specific positive actions. For example, rather than asking your spouse not to spend as much time at work, ask them to share more intimate time with you. This approach helps clarify what you want and avoids confusion. When making a request, express your needs and feelings to make it seem less like a demand. Additionally, ask your listeners to reflect back what they've heard to ensure understanding. Thank those who agree to your requests and empathize with those who decline. It's also important to ask your listeners how they feel in response to your request and how willing they are to take specific actions. When making a request to a group, be clear and ensure it's presented as a request, not a demand. People are more likely to respond positively when they feel understood and respected. Remember, the goal is to build a relationship based on honesty and empathy. Nonviolent communication interactions. When you listen to others, apply the principles of self-expression by receiving empathically. Engage with your entire being and let go of any preconceived notions about the person speaking. To build empathy, be mindful of communication habits that hinder it, such as correcting, educating, advising, or consoling. Avoid aiming for intellectual understanding and instead focus on understanding people's feelings and needs. Try to summarize what you think you've heard. If you're correct, the other person can confirm your understanding. If you're mistaken, they can correct you. When someone remains silent, empathize with them. Listen for the feelings and needs behind the silence, as sometimes that's what people need most. Self-compassion. Nonviolent communication, NVC, can help you show kindness to yourself, which can be challenging, especially when you've made a mistake. Instead of criticizing yourself, use NVC to grow and learn from the situation. When you judge yourself, it's because you're trying to express unmet needs from the present or past. NVC helps you connect with the feelings or needs behind actions you regret. By learning from the past, you can forgive yourself. Self-forgiveness means understanding the need you were trying to meet when you took the action you now regret. Many people feel they have to do things out of fear, guilt, shame, or obligation. A better approach is to focus on actions that contribute positively to life. Try committing to doing only things that feel like play, which can bring more energy and freedom into your life. When you feel like you have to do something, pause and acknowledge that you're choosing to do it. Say, "I choose to." For each step, and identify the desire or need driving your choice. If you're doing something for reasons you don't fully embrace, try to stop. But if you do embrace it, accept it as your choice. For example, if you choose to drive your kids to school for their safety, recognize it as your decision. Anger and nonviolent communication. Nonviolent communication, NVC, is a helpful tool for expressing anger constructively. It's essential to break the connection between other people and your anger. If you believe someone else's actions are responsible for your anger, you'll end up blaming them for how you feel. While someone's actions can trigger your feelings, they aren't the actual cause. Instead of pointing fingers at others, take a moment to look within yourself and figure out which of your needs isn't being met. Anger can lead to misplaced energy. People often get angry or resort to violence when they think others are causing their pain and deserve punishment. When you feel angry and need to express it, pause and take a deep breath. Reflect on your thoughts to see if they're judgments. Identify the unmet needs behind these judgments. Express your feelings and needs. Sometimes, to be heard, you need to listen and empathize with the other person first. By understanding what the other person is feeling, you can acknowledge the common humanity you share. Conflict resolution. NVC-style conflict resolution differs from other methods by focusing on establishing a connection between parties rather than just resolving issues. Traditional mediators focus on the issues and offer an outside perspective to help parties reach an agreement. However, with NVC, the key is to establish a caring and respectful connection, allowing people to talk productively and understand each other's perspectives. Here's how NVC conflict resolution works. 1. Express your needs. Clearly express your needs while listening for the needs of others. 2. Look beyond requests. Understand the underlying needs behind requests. 3. Provide empathy. Offer empathy to others before trying to be understood. 4. Propose strategies. Suggest strategies to resolve the conflict. 5. Use positive language. Use positive, action-oriented language to discuss solutions. Avoid relying solely on intellectual analysis, as it can be perceived as criticism. Instead, try role-playing different perspectives to help move the mediation process forward. If emotions escalate, interrupt and remind everyone of their shared goal. Remember, your role as a mediator is to help people communicate what they may struggle to say on their own. Avoid using punishment, as it damages goodwill and self-esteem, focusing on consequences rather than values. Manage your inner conflicts. Depression can be fueled by repetitive, self-critical thoughts. These thoughts can make it hard for you to understand your emotions and needs. To counter these judgments, try reframing them into statements starting with, "I feel," followed by, "because I need." Focus on positive actions that can improve your situation instead of dwelling on what went wrong. Expressing appreciation. Nonviolent communication, NVC, teaches you to express gratitude without unintended judgment. Many compliments can be seen as judgments, potentially leading to feelings of alienation. Instead, celebrate others by recognizing actions that have positively impacted you. Identify the needs their actions fulfilled and share the joy it brought you. Key points. 1. NVC involves observing, expressing feelings, identifying needs, and making specific requests. 2. Understanding needs helps avoid criticizing others and promotes empathy. 3. Requesting involves asking for tangible, positive actions. 4. Active listening and empathy are essential in NVC interactions. 5. NVC conflict resolution emphasizes establishing a caring connection. 6. Managing inner conflicts in NVC involves reframing self-critical thoughts. 7. Expressing appreciation in NVC focuses on recognizing positive impacts.